Hi Debbie, it's Wednesday the 26th February and it's week 8. How's your week been?
I've had a really good week, thank you. Hi Lynn. Yeah, I've had a really great week, thank you. Feeling a lot brighter and a lot happier with myself. I'm feeling some changes in my body and really feeling as though I'm getting back in control.
Good. So last week we were talking about the recording that you'd asked for that you hadn't used.
Yes.
Have you been using it this week?
I have, yes. I can't actually remember. I think I've played it about 4 or 5 times. So yes, I have used it and that's obviously helping, making a big difference in how I'm feeling. So yeah, I played the recording. So it's good.
So from playing the recording, obviously the feelings have changed because last week you were unaware of what the feelings were that were holding you back.
Mm-hmm.
Now you're using the recording. Are you aware of what the difference in feeling is?
I don't know the actual cause. However, the momentum, all I can say is that when you get that kind of stuck feeling and you really don't know how you're going to move forward, you don't know what it is that's stopping you, it's almost like I use the term hiding under the parapet, you know, I'm sort of holding back. And then this week, from listening to the recordings, even just after listening, I think it was once, I felt better. And then the more that I've listened, I feel like I've got my mojo is coming back. And I do understand that, you know, it's kind of like a bit of an ebb and a flow. What I've noticed is that since we've been doing all of this work is that there's more flow than ebb. So there's more going forward than going back.
Brilliant.
So that's really, really good.
Okay, so you're noticing it in your body and mm-hmm. how your body feels. What about in your mental weight?
Oh, my goodness me. I would say that I have I've just lost so much strain and rubbish. And, yeah, the lightening in the mentality, my mind feels so much better. Hugely, immensely better. I've got rid of so much. I do know that there's going to be more to be got rid of. Yet I feel that I so turned a corner and really dropped so much mental weight. I don't know how would you explain that, but it's gone. A lot of it has gone.
So by losing that mental weight, a lot of it's gone. What space has it given you? What's the opposite of the mental weight you're carrying? What's the difference?
Oh, there's so much more. There's a lot more clarity of thought when I'm speaking to people. My conscious thought remains, you know, there's a flow, continual flow of thought the whole time. I'm able to, if there are any situations that are coming up, I'm able to deal with them immediately. There's no putting anything off. It's dealt with immediately. I mean, okay, a week or so ago, yes, I did get a little bit stuck, but that's part of ebb and flow, and that's natural. You can't be, you know, that full-on charging ahead 100% every single day. There are going to be days and perhaps even a couple of days when you do slow down a bit. However, with this lightening of the mind, as well as the lightening within the body, comes this whole new vibrance and energy and motivation and capable. You're just much more there, much more in control. Perhaps my descriptions doesn't do it justice as to how I'm feeling, but huge difference, huge difference.
What about your customers?
I've noticed as well that I do work with some particularly difficult, intricate type of work that requires an awful lot of attention to detail. And so Whereas before, I would check, because I didn't feel confident in what I was doing. I'd lost some of my confidence. I'm able to control my situation, not in an overbearing way, but in a way that has confidence. And my customers feel reassured. They're delighted with what they're getting, the results that they're getting. And also, I've always dealt with fairly high-profile customers, and I'm getting even more of those than I've had before. So that's really nice. So it's like the confidence is spreading in outside me. The vibrations are spreading outside as well from me. So yeah, that's really good.
And in how you value yourself?
And how I value myself, that's come up tremendously. And I appreciate myself, and I know that I've always known I was capable, but sometimes never actually believed it. And that is being strengthened pretty much on a daily basis. And my capabilities of if there's something that I want, I know that I can achieve it. But not in a nasty, like, I want it kind of way. It much more in a, it's very much this inner confidence. Without being arrogant. I don't want it to sound as though I'm being arrogant. There's a bit of a fine line between being confident and being arrogant, and I feel that I'm much more confident and capable.
It's something Stuart Wilde would call silent power.
Yes.
You know you have it from inside, and yes, it just radiates out.
Yes. Yeah.
You don't have to push it.
No, I don't have to push it. I don't have to be overbearing. I don't have to be nasty or tricky. I just know that I am in control of the things that I want to happen.
Wonderful.
And it's going to get better, even more better, as you know, things happen for me. I know now that it will.
Wonderful. Well, let's do some more work.
Wonderful. Thank you.